2018, and someone said something to me that just made a whole ton of sense.
What did they say?
They said a podcast is more kind of a conversation.
I like that. Two ways.
And it's really tearing down the walls between us and these Twitch gamers.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Oh.
Yeah, more than gaming on Twitch, guys.
So if this is a conversation, I say let the conversation begin.
Rocco put up a video on his personal channel.
Yeah.
Today. Did you see it, yeah. Brian?
No, I didn't.
I was so inspired by Garth Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
We found the video years ago. Oh, years ago, he joined Facebook for the first time.
Yep.
It really is, and probably one of the creepiest videos I've ever seen.
It really is.
Yeah. But,
it's,
you know,
super creepy.
Well, that's one. It's glass half full, half empty kind of thing. I think it's welcoming. So I did that.
You always look at the bright side of things.
Every now and then I'll get a text from my friend Rocco going, watch this video. Is this too far? And then it's like, I have to watch whatever.
Well, I'm just taking a shit. I'm filming it.
I really
so
like that.
Should I upload that?
So
I
think that's a normal question. I'm at the zoo today watching Rocco.
Oh.
And then I'm not going to spoil anything, but at the end I'm like, it's questionable, but I like it.
My
Go
favorite
for it.
Part is everyone at home. Well, like, I got all these comments that were like, oh, you showed yourself. Like, I'll spoil it. I show, I'm sitting on the toilet.
Right.
Clearly, like, there's like no pants sitting on the toilet when I turn
some
off
white
the camera.
Thighs.
And they're like, oh, well, I hope he found, like, what I hope is that he found short shorts enough to where you can't see the, like, this whole setup. And it's like, no, I didn't wear fucking pants.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
It's like when Tom Green used to do stunts on the street where he had like dog shit on a microphone and he'd be like, yeah, what do you think of the no, and people were like, oh, I love, that's great, I hope, you know, so, you know, I noticed that the shit that you have on the microphone, it looks real, I wonder if you use this kind of compound. That's, he's like, no, I picked up dog shit.
That's
like,
way easier.
Yeah,
it's so way easier. Yeah. Way easier.
Yeah, if you're filming, you know, gotta go easy,
gotta go easy.
That's the way. That's the words of Stanley Kubrick. If you're filming stuff, you gotta go easy.
True. You know, that's how that's what he said.
Stanley.
All we ever do is play in the she. Smoke us a cigarette, then go back to sleep. Cause we didn't got a sexual eruption. Sexual eruption. Sexual eruption.
And we're back.
Welcome back. That was Stanley. Okay.
Okay.
That,
stop saying Stanley because he's number one in trouble, and no. I don't, we don't want to bring that into 2018. Okay. So you're saying Stanley, not Stan Lee,
yes.
Right?
Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, okay.
Like,
good.
Like the
Mr. Kubrick
measuring
himself.
Tape.
Yeah. Not that. Stanley. Not that old Marvel
like
fuck.
Yeah. No. Not that Marvel fuck.
Yeah. Okay.
Not that. Stay Fantastic in those, Four motherfucker.
Yeah. Stay in those cameos.
Yeah.
You old bag.
I got a cameo for you. I didn't know what gesture to do.
Yeah,
what are you going to show?
Bars.
I was stuttered.
Kind of, I was acting like I was going to fight him, but it kind of looked like I was going to fuck him, so I just backed off.
Fight or flight.
Anyway.
Back at square one.
Fight or fuck.
Anyway, so, Stanley Kubrick.
Yes.
Lazy. He's just lazy.
True. Yeah.
That's another great video. If you never watched it, go look up I Hate Stanley Kubrick, or Stanley Kubrick Sucks. I don't remember which it was called. But this 15-year-old kid ranting about how Stanley Kubrick is so lazy and boring.
That inspired
us. One of my favorite videos.
I mean, we at one point, we all made a Something Sucks.
Is that where that started?
Yeah.
No, I think that was inspired more by, like, people were making top 10 lists.
Oh, that's what it was.
Top 10 reasons
the Beatles
suck.
But that wasn't
the same
time. That still could have had a factor.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I made a Spielberg Sucks. I made the Beatles Suck.
I still get feedback every day on top 10 reasons the Beatles suck.
Yeah.
I get comments, what do you know, you fucking music bitch. You fucking...
Yeah. You are a music
bitch.
I
get something like that every day.
you fucking back to the bitch. You shitting video. Yeah. Kevin put up a video years ago. That's one of my favorite videos of all time. Him showing off the new tripod.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in the bathroom. And he just opens the door. Rock is taking a shit. And then, like, Rocco's just sitting there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, the way... I thought, like, well, you see the same amount of skin in that video as this new one.
I had boxers on in that video.
But you couldn't tell.
Yeah, maybe.
So not safe for
advertisers. That was my standard. But that video, go find it. It's so good.
I don't know what is wrong with me psychologically.
Uh-oh.
I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
It's a Freudian thing.
I have zero inhibitions with lower nudity.
That like, is weird.
In any video, fucking put it. Now, no one needs to see my dick. That, you know, that's not, I, that doesn't need to happen.
Thank you.
But, you know, in, but in general, like, oh, they saw, you know, my
so
ass.
So you do whatever. Have a problem with
I don't care.
Nudity.
But I would rather die than go shirtless somewhere.
Huh.
Like, I just, oh, gotcha. No one needs to see that. Blah. But you know what I mean? But, like, lower half, that's funny.
But the butt and the balls let them out.
Yeah,
I just not the
about that.
Just I not
hate
the dick.
The balls. Well, a dick is like
you hate the balls.
I hate the balls.
Oh, come on!
I hate them.
Balls are funny.
I hate having balls.
You just protect them. That's
I don't
why
like
you,
it.
Is that why you put the?
Yeah, you put the chop
I
on yours.
The chop on. Oh, if they could just remove the whole off. Things, but that then I would lose all.
You did. You were like yeah. a Chiefs fan with those testes.
Yeah,
chop them. Tomahawk.
But you know, I just don't look at them. Don't touch them. Just. They're not part
don't
of
touch
equation.
Them. They're part
don't.
Of the whole plan.
They're not part of the equation.
Oh, juggle we've them, throw them around.
I got two kids that would say otherwise, Sean.
We've talked about this before. There's things with balls that are good.
I don't think so.
Like a light blowing, like a.
Hey,
you ever have that?
So I mentioned I have a.
The original blowjob.
Did you? I heard this is. No.
What? What'd you hear?
In high school. In high school, some girl in French class, there's like a back room.
Yeah.
And she was with a guy and she was with a boyfriend and she wanted to give him a blowjob for the first time for some reason. And she just blew on it. That was the joke.
That's got to be the rumor at everybody's
probably.
Yeah, I think
did,
I heard
did
that
we
one.
Have names? But, like, obviously we won't say them now, but were there specific people who told you they knew exactly who
did
that?
Yeah, there was a girl in my French class.
Oh.
And that was in high school?
In high school.
Dude, in high school, though, I would have taken that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Blow, oh, blow on it?
Blow on it?
I would have been done.
Hey, whatever.
Don't stop.
If if you want to just lightly breathe, like,
hot breath.
Think about it.
Yeah, just think about it. Hey, whatever, you know. Hey. On the off chance, you'll pull some carry shit and manipulate it somehow. That's fine with me.
Come into the dark room.
Think about it.
Let's go into the dark room. You stay on that side. I'll stay on this side. Just think about it. Some telekinesis may take place.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Fuck, I was hard up in high school, man.
Yeah,
we all were.
You know, I didn't even think about that stuff in high school. I mean, I was, don't get me wrong. I was
not.
I was insatiably, of course.
Yeah.
Like any high school guy, but... I don't know. I was so, like, in my path to figure out, like, what I was, like, doing that I didn't, like, I didn't get bent out of shape with, like, dating and stuff. I didn't really do
it's
that.
It's a big distraction.
It really
yeah,
is.
I didn't do
I
that.
I mean, we all know guys that, like,
it wasn't on my
hit
mind.
Puberty and then stop functioning in society other than chase and
yeah,
tail.
Yeah,
chase
yeah.
and tail and, like, anything that comes with that with, like, gotta save up and fucking lease this brand new car, gotta go to the mall to buy the newest clothes. You're just like... What is all this work for?
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I was so, like, finding my place and doing work. I don't know. I didn't.
I was beating Metal Gear 2, man.
It was like once I got to college, that's when it all fell.
That's when you failed out of college, yeah.
But even, even then we started Mega 64 and I don't know. I think I just suck now. I think I was great then, maybe.
Yeah, I knew you then. You do suck now.
Yeah.
I like him.
We used to be better.
I didn't know him then, though.
Yeah.
Guys, we fell off.
So I've mentioned before, I went to the zoo.
Yeah.
And I filmed a video that's really good. It's a really good video.
Is there a capybara in it?
No. I'm going to upload it. Oh. I just don't know what to call it. And I don't know if I should just... I don't know how to show the people. I'm going to show you the video. But,
Well, this is Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, okay. So... But I'm going to have you guys watch this video. I'll play it along... On Tuesday, if that's okay. It's a little different, I know.
It's a little different for the live viewers.
A little different for the live viewers, but I'll show you guys later, I swear to God. And I'll just be a quick second of it.
Just set it right there. We'll all be able to see it.
Okay.
It's
an orangutan.
You have a way of making viral hits. I don't know how you do it.
Hey, guys, I'm Mr. Viral.
Sean has a way of capturing live moments very well.
Here is an orangutan fingering another orangutan's asshole.
Wait a minute.
Oh my God.
So my kids are laughing. And then it's right.
Whoa! Ew! No!
And then wait. Wait, now what?
Oh no!
Oh, I don't want to spoil it. But
Sean, just name it. Everything checks out.
Everything checks out.
Tuck the checks in.
That's it.
That's the title.
That's the fucking title. checks in.
With the assist and the slap shot. That was beautiful.
But, and then the description, but he doesn't seem to check out.
Oh, that's it.
So then the other orangutan. So it's an orangutan poking in the butt. And then he pulls it out and smells it, and then pokes it in the butt again, like inside the butt. And yeah. Then one guy gets up and starts walking away. So the little one starts falling with his finger on his butt. Like the whole
thing. It just keeps going.
He had a cold finger.
That's insane. They
gave it back.
Dunstan checks in. That's absolutely the name of it.
Wait, yeah. They can show that at the zoo to kids?
What do you use to stop them?
Yeah, whip them or something. Yeah. Hit them with a pepper spray.
You can show that to kids. I don't know if the apes know the decency laws.
Someone got to talk to them. That shit will get you banned.
One of my other favorite memories of the zoo recently was,
banned off a zoo
it was... We were at the hippo encounter, and the hippo's butt was right in the glass, and there's 1,000 kids looking at it, and it just shit. And it's like, boom! And the kids are like, ah! And they're running away.
Because it like hits the glass and like spreads, right?
It's like all grass. But this...
Oh, no.
I was so happy I captured this.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's a, I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, that
it,
one
so.
might go viral, too.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, it's viral.
I've never had a real close look at an orangutan's anus
that
before.
That was weird, right?
But it, like, sticks out of its body.
Yeah, and that's the thing about this video, just to tell you guys, too. It's, like, against the glasses is happening. It's pretty close.
Kids screaming in it.
There's no room for interpretation.
Listen, my kids screaming.
I can't wait for it. It's traumatizing.
Yeah.
That was a great video.
Cool.
God.
Cool.
Yeah, that's nuts. Because I kept trying to think of a title of Planet of the Apes in it.
Yeah, but I think Dunstan.
Return of the Planet.
You can still have Damn Dirty Apes in the info. Yeah.
Oh, that's
the
true.
Title.
That could just be the description.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, cool.
So anyway, got that squared away. This is the personal channel podcast.
Welcome. Yeah,
sorry, welcome. Guys. Sorry.
A lot of people have been asking over the past, the recent weeks, if we would just do a regular podcast. And I was like, what does that mean? And then I realized, for weeks and weeks and weeks, it's been a string of like Christmas cast, nothing. A panel.
Yeah.
Whatever we did last week. Catholic
Gaming Insider.
Yeah.
So, regular podcast was long overdue. So here we are. We're back. It's 2018.
You may notice it's a kind of a bare bones crew. We have no one else but the four of us. Yeah. Everyone is sick.
Yeah.
And it's not like
this
sickness, I don't know what they got, but it's like, it takes you down for like days.
It's a flu.
You're alive right now in the U.S. and you aren't aware that it is a actual like national epidemic.
Yeah, it's an epidemic.
In all states, at least earlier in the week, states but I think Hawaii and D.C.
Go figure.
It
Hawaii.
Was like widespread epidemic of flu.
A flu virus.
I mean, everybody's but it really is like if December. You get it, you're down for like at least 4 or 5 days.
They're saying brutal. It's a strain of like H2N3 or some variation of that. So it's whatever the swine
isn't
flu.
A video game, H1Z1.
Well, yeah,
that is
there,
a video game.
But that's a zombie
H1N1,
virus.
H1N1, which we all got. Remember, like 4 years ago.
Yes.
Remember when we all got swine flu that one summer?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, we were all sick for a week.
That was bad. I think you got the worst.
You got
of
it
that.
The worst because that's how we. That's how I knew that we all got it because you were like, "Yeah, I think I got everybody sick with swine flu."
No one else went to the doctor, but you actually found out what it was.
Yeah. What I still laugh about that is I think it was during E3 and I was going to go up to LA and an old school friend of mine was like, "Hey, let's get lunch." And I was like, "Yeah, I'll be in LA." They're in LA now. So I was like, "Yeah, I'll say hi." And then I couldn't. And I said, "I got swine flu," and they kind of were like, "Yeah, right." And they like blocked me.
Oh,
and I was like, okay. And I'm like blue and sweating in bed going, fuck you.
That's the kind you dodge a bullet with that friendship.
Probably. Oh yeah,
that's obviously a topic.
I had a lot of old like high school friends that were like were real eager to pull the trigger on me, like
impatient,
that.
Like hey, I messaged you, I see that it's been read, but I have no reply. What gives?
You respond to your fans, you don't respond to me. Right. It's like, I was gonna call you.
I knew you
personally. Mm. A lot of weird stuff.
I got no patience for that shit.
Yeah.
No.
You're gone.
No.
And you know what? I've pretty much, like, towards the end of 2017, I have, like, stopped Facebook. I can only have time in my life for one. And right now, I'll use Twitter.
Yep, sure.
And, like,
I
just,
Twitter.
I'm just done with Facebook. I won't go back and look at it. I'll still, like, post stuff for Mega 64
there. I posted
there.
A couple things there, but for the most part, in messages. Oh my god.
Oh god. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I am terrible. Like,
text
people me. Message me. Like, friends message me, and it's like, Oh my god, that was 2 months ago. I did not see it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
See, yeah. I use Facebook Messenger about just about every day.
Okay.
I keep in touch with a lot of people through that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and prior to that, I used fucking AIM. You know, I need some messaging client.
That was the thing holding me there. Yeah. But I just messaged those people, and I'm like, "You got my phone number, right? Yeah. Okay, let's text."
And honestly, that's I talk to a lot of people through Facebook Messenger, but mostly straight up iMessage. Which yeah, I really think is the anchor. You know, there's people on both sides. You like Apple, you don't. Whatever. There's good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
But iMessage is the fucking anchor to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing else has something as core as that. You know what I mean?
Because,
when I use iMessage is on everything that I have. And it's so critical to what I do. I don't know. I couldn't, like, not have that.
It's really cool now because you can have everything from your phone on your computer and pretty much computer on your phone.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, I don't use any of those features though.
Yeah, like, me neither.
I disable them because, like, man, when I got a new computer and then signed in, I'd get a phone call, my iPad would ring, my computer would ring, and I'm like, oh, this is like too much access. Too much, just go to my phone.
Yeah.
You have that though.
For me, it's like I'm getting shit on there all the time. So having it on whatever screen I'm looking at is it's
already
just like,
there.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't have to keep my phone near me. I'm on my computer now. Mm-hmm. So I dig that. Mm.
On a tech tangent.
Facebook. Yeah. So I limit my engagement on that. I check in on what a couple friends are doing, and then that's it. Yeah. I'm not really like all about Facebook.
I feel like that was my last year. Was just check in once a week, see what's up, and then I felt like this is a fucking chore. I don't get anything out of it.
The only thing I do on Facebook now is check my on this day because I've had Facebook.
For
12 years.
Yeah, me too.
So it's
those are cool.
So yeah, so I can see what the fuck I was doing for the last 12 years. Like I found out earlier this week was the 12-year anniversary of creating my Facebook. It was,
oh wow,
and I was like, wow, I can't believe
12 years ago.
That's been 12 years.
Yeah, that's a big chunk of being on a service.
You know what's funny is I got an anniversary like thing from Twitter on my personal. Now I've only had a personal Twitter, which is at @Rocco_Bodie.
Yeah, that's,
we don't
have a personal Twitter. That's short.
So yeah, but I've only had that for months.
Yeah.
But I registered my name apparently 10 years ago. So it sent me like, happy 10 years on Twitter. Wow. I'm like, I have not been on, it's been like 7 months.
Wow.
Or something like that. But remember, but it was just sitting around.
I wonder if it's because when Twitter came out, someone took all our names and was posting fake account shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then I know when I decided like, okay, I do want to use Twitter, I had to like fax them my driver's license and like.
But now they got that verification check mark and you're good to go. You didn't have that back then though.
You have a verification check mark?
You
have a verification check mark?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
Do you?
No, I don't have. You have one, too?
I have one.
Oh,
dude, even
Christ.
I don't have one.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Brian has one.
Oh, kid. Oh, he did it. Hey, there is.
You said ask.
There is something going on where, like, mine won't. I've done everything right.
Yeah, that's so weird.
And we've tried to get, like, everyone in, and it always goes through with everyone but, I think, me and Eric.
They verified Dominic.
I know. I could really care less. It's just funny.
I care.
I don't think Frank is either.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well,
let me just say, Dominic, I'd never seen him look like that. When it got verified, it was like he had his first kid or something. Like,
really?
He just had this look of like, I don't know what to say. This is,
he finally made it.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. And it's like,
you know, cool. I don't care. Don't care about the verification thing.
I only care if there was like some money I was missing out on because like if you're verified and you have access to like promote something or whatever, like a job opportunity, I would miss.
Well, I found out, this is why I do care, actually, that Emma's friends couldn't figure out why someone was liking things on our Instagram who was verified, because I'm verified, and they could all see that, and then like, who is that? And she's like,
it gets Sean. You.
And then she was like so fucking cool, and then I was cool because,
these are girls.
Your
in middle
dad
school.
Is verified? What? And then it was like super cool. So I'm like, oh, now I care about that. I don't really care about any other reason. But now I'm cooler to my kids.
Hey, dude, you're the coolest dad at La Mesa Middle.
Hell yeah.
Being Instagram verified I do get engagement that I didn't huge. Because I comment on like bands' photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And since I've been verified, now they like they respond or follow back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, hey, here's some tickets. We're coming to town, maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows?
See the perks.
Yeah. That blue check mark, man.
You know, so you never know with that stuff.
12-year-old kids are all into that.
We talked about it before, but Instagram is my favorite. They keep fucking with
the timeline shit.
Stop. That's absolutely stupid.
Why?
You're wrecking a good thing. But overall, I still like the service.
They can never leave well enough alone.
No. Nope. No.
All it's I Facebook. Want is a button that it puts is. It in chronological
I
order.
Get it. It's progress in some way, but...
Even if you can select how you see it, that's fine.
Nope.
Yeah, give you the option.
Because Facebook has that, right? It's a button that you can actually switch.
But if they had that, I'd be like, okay, I'll always do that.
I had to do that every time I logged in, though. It was like, okay, go to the button, put in timeline recent, order.
Yeah, I remember.
Always have to go click in most recent. It was like, save that.
But it's buried under menus.
And obviously, Facebook owns Instagram. We know that. But you would just think that if Facebook has that button, why wouldn't Instagram?
Great job, team.
I was talking to Garrett. I don't know what is with my Instagram. I've never once had an ad on Instagram. Huh. Not once.
Yeah, I don't have them often, but I
know.
Have
never. Oh, ever.
How weird.
And I think I downloaded Instagram, I mean, when they first launched, because I thought it was just a photo editing service. I didn't know it was like a social media thing at the time.
Oh.
And so maybe like I've been in for so long, I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy's cool. He's been around since day one.
yeah, that's it.
You know what, though? On Twitter, it's like that for me. I don't get any like promoted anything on Twitter, and I know other people do.
I do. I did go through a period of like taking the time to go, don't show me this. I do not want to see this.
Me too.
This.
So maybe that's why.
So maybe if you do that for a month or so, then they just go, all right, let's slow down.
One thing that I love, I never had Snapchat. I never did.
Okay. Mm.
But I love Instagram stories.
Yeah.
Granted, some people aren't good at, you know, and I mute them. But in general, I love them. It's just, and you know, I for a while I struggled with, wait, you do shit and it's temporary? Like, why would you do that? And then someone described it in a way, you know, someone said something to me that made just a whole bunch of sense.
A whole bunch of things.
And
that?
No, but in all honesty, it sounds close to this. They said, it's like talking. And it really is. It's like, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I went to the zoo today. Done. Yeah. It's just like talking.
It doesn't have to be that great archived thing.
Yeah, and so that's where, like, on Instagram where things are archived, I never post food. But on my story, it's like, hey, I'm at this fucking awesome sushi place. Look at that. And then it's gone. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if it's something interesting.
I
loved Instagram stories, especially over Christmas. I felt like I was with everyone.
Yeah, and their family.
Yeah. Everyone's like opening presents. These other guys, they're doing this game where they're unwrapping this saran wrap ball of shit.
Oh, I did that this year.
I did that too.
Oh, that's fine.
Whoa, I'm looking at other people's videos, and I was like, you did that. You know, it just felt like community. Wait, it was great.
There's a game other than White Elephant now?
Yes, and this was super fun too. It was like 30 people when we were doing it.
I'm so over White Elephant. Well, so tell me.
That's what we did. We bailed on that this year.
So what you do is there were like in a saran wrap ball. I mean, I'm talking like it's like a basketball
like
size.
Like Pee Wee Herman size, like tinfoil ball?
Yeah, and you hand, there's a thing where you, there's someone next to you has dice, and they have to roll and get doubles, and then you have to pass the ball along, and they keep passing it around. But you are trying to unwrap it and get the presents inside of it, and it's like, hurry up! Oh, fuck, they got doubles.
Pass it.
And then the person gets it, and it's like, oh, here's a gift card, and they
so there's stuff rolled up in the layer.
So like, we were doing it, and it was like Starbucks gift cards, Jamba Juice, you know, whatever. And by the end, the last thing was $50 inside the thing, and Beckett won it. He was top of the world.
Yeah, if you're a kid and you get hooked up with a good Christmas exchange gift, you're stoked.
At my family thing, it was my dad, though.
Really? He did?
And it was a $50 restaurant gift card. And he went, what? It just says restaurant. I don't know. We were laughing so hard.
That's
what
generic?
It was is it's something, it's a program a lot of restaurants buy into. Like local restaurants or whatever.
Like Movie Pass.
It's just a gift card that can work at a lot of different restaurants that locally buy into it. Yeah, you can use that here or whatever it was. And so we looked it up and like hole-in-the-wall Italian place that we love used it. So let's go.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
Oh, we ate good. I had, what did I have? Some kind of ziti. I think there was like lobster in it or something.
Oh, fangul.
Buyakasha. That's Italian.
Dang. I love Italian.
I want whenever anybody starts talking about Italian dishes, I'm just like, all right, let's go. It's so easy.
We should just say real quick. This week has been our annual MLK stream.
Yes,
this is tonight is kind of the
crescendo.
The crescendo. We've been streaming
constantly since last podcast. Yeah, last Sunday.
I thought we started with a bang. I will say that. I'm brave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was started
with the Catholic Gaming Insider. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I learned a lot during good. That.
Oh,
session.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
You watched
you.
It?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a big fan.
But, yeah, so one of the streams was Kevin and I ate silently at an Olive Garden.
Which is what you do.
We did a mobile stream. Because we were like, you know, sometimes we do little weird silent things in the studio. It's like, no, we got, now they have mobile. Fuck it. Where do we want to go?
Like the good old days.
The thing is, the mobile stream is not perfect. Mm-hmm. So you can't rely on it. But for one, it's like, we'll do one good stream and we ate silently at the Olive Garden. And I want to say this. We had good meal. The meals were not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had like a lobster ravioli, and he had like some other kind of thing, pasta thing. Believe it or not, they have a lot of pasta.
Do you do breadsticks?
Yes. Okay. And I want to say this: it's not that it's necessarily bad. Mm-hmm. It's just white as fuck. You know what I mean? Like if I'm having Italian food, I'd rather go to a real Italian place.
Yeah.
But it's not like you can't eat Olive Garden, because I always compare it to like, oh, it's the Taco Bell of Italian food. Well, you know, most of Taco Bell's menu, I don't want that.
The fact that they even call it Mexican food,
it's so far.
Yeah. But you know, Olive Garden, it's edible. It's just white as fuck. So I would encourage you to find a real Italian place. But you know, it's edible. It's all right. You know,
okay.
That's I just want to readjust my statement.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you use the gift card that we gave to Dr. Ryan for the Christmas cast?
No, he went.
He went out that night.
Oh, I thought that was thrown. I thought he never got that back.
No. Oh, the second the broadcast ended, he was digging.
He's got to fill
up.
I think
Ryan is going to let that go.
You know what? No.
I think he stopped on his drive back to Oregon.
He did.
To eat at Olive Garden, like that night after. Wow. How do you keep eating after that Christmas cast?
Yeah.
I was in so much pain.
I ate at Denny's that night.
Ugh.
Yeah,
you know what?
You were getting
sick just thinking about
that
it.
That night. I wasn't there. I missed it, and I'm bummed that I did. But I think that it still birthed one of the best videos that you've ever put up on your personal channel, which is you guys leaving the Denny's.
Oh, and Frank. And
oh,
Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Frank plays it perfect.
And that kind of went viral, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing fake skateboarding, and Frank suddenly just barfs everywhere.
But it's Frank's commitment to knowing that you're filming.
Right.
Yeah.
And knowing that
he's gonna barf.
I'm going to be in this video, and I'm going to be moving around, and I'm doing my thing. And then I can almost see it in his eyes, like, the feeling of all that movement overcomes him with the urge to vomit. And he goes, well, I'm being featured in the video. He's aiming it right at me. Like, he does it for the benefit of the camera.
And then,
it's
and
so
then
good.
Someone's flashing the lights on their car.
So
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that. So that video got broadcast on all these blogs and sites and stuff as, check out these drunk kids who play skateboarding, and look, they're so drunk, they just spew everywhere. And it's so funny, they keep saying, look at these little drunk kids.
College
look at these
kids.
Drunk kids.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, a lot of 30-year-olds, stone cold sober, man.
Just really like full.
That, I mean, actually, majority of people were under 30, but still.
They're not kids.
Yeah. I think the youngest person there was 24. I mean, like,
probably.
You know, like, not what you would consider that age of child to be. And,
yeah.
And I just love that. And the reason why that's one of my favorite comments that we've gotten throughout anything that we ever do is like, man, how fucked up were you guys?
Oh, forever.
Look at how fucked up these guys were to have to do that. And it's like, no, like, we're okay with having fun.
Yeah, just fucking do it.
So we don't care with, like, I think people use getting drunk or whatever to like
lower your inhibitions.
Yeah, or to have an excuse, like a back out. Like, oh, I was just drunk though.
Sure.
Well, whereas like for us, I feel like, well, we're doing it to make that guy laugh. So as long as my friends are laughing, then.
But you know, I know a couple other groups that are similar to ours or whatever, that when I've talked with them, it was like, yeah, how fucked up do you get? Because like, I get fucking wasted before we film our stuff, so I'm like loose and I'm whatever, and I'm just like, no, I could not perform in the way that I need to at all.
Yeah,
You know, and the perfect example to me is like, you see that happen with the fucking Beatles. I mean, the greatest music ever recorded, fucking maybe, you know, and you see people like, oh, so fucking high when they did, oh, Sgt. Pepper, and then they talk about it, and it's like, yeah, we got high, and then we would record shit, sounded like shit, we'd have to make something new when we were not fucked up, and because you can't, You can't really deliver at your maximum to me if you're, you know, I don't know. Maybe some people can.
Some comedians, you know, like, definitely want to get up on stage a little inebriated.
Yeah, like Doug Benson.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a pot guy or if you're, like, just a boozer comic like Artie, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure you go up on stage with a whiskey. He's sober now, though, I think, right?
Someone in the chat said, oof, the Beatles, best ever? Nah. And then their next message was, let's talk about Slayer.
Hey, well, I'd agree.
Agree or disagree, I appreciate that passion.
Great in their own right, for sure.
True.
Andy Dick and Artie Lang are going to die soon. Yeah. I'm surprised they aren't dead yet.
Andy Dick and Artie Lang?
Dude,
Artie...
he had another scare.
Every time you see a picture of him, it's like, how can a person look worse?
He looks fucked up.
And it's
his nose is getting so big and bloated.
It's like, he looks weird.
He has a shaved head now, kind of, but it looks like it's like... I don't know what's happening. I mean, I do know.
Addiction is what's happening.
Dude, so he looks like Robotnik?
If he had a big mustache.
Dude, big old circular glasses, too, yeah.
It sucks. You know, Kev and I have been working a lot on pre-orders, actually. We're still doing the pre-orders. So if you did order something, we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
But we've been listening to a lot of old Howard Stern, and he's so great on it. And it really
Artie is so funny.
It sucks. Yeah, it's like, God, addiction just, like, ruined this for you. And, like, you made that show, and it's just such a bummer.
Hey, man, when the wave breaks, it leaves a high watermark on the wall, and then it's all downhill from there.
That's it. Damn.
Yeah.
Speaking of all downhill, we just were just real fast before we, you know, in the new year, I'm trying not to say, you know, I get fucking attacked every podcast.
Who knows?
Because I say the same things. I say real quick that.
So
which,
what?
That's my thing.
That's his thing.
But you know what? I'm going to try to balance it out with other vocabulary.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Anyway, so real quick, I just want to say we never got to talk about our Todd and Aaron video.
Oh, yeah.
That we did. Oh. And I don't know how much there is to say. As much as it was fun doing another Todd and Aaron video, every year I still crack up filming.
Yep. Yeah.
What was the one this year? There was one that while we were on camera, kept dying. What was it? There was one where it was
hardest we all laughed was when I blurred out penis stuff.
I don't buy any penis stuff. That was the last part of the take, and we all cracked up.
That line killed me.
You saying. He gets things done. That yeah. really gets me.
He makes things happen.
Oh, he makes things happen. That's right.
But I was going to say... Oh, for me, the one that I couldn't stop laughing and had to like redo it a bunch of times was Game That Fucked My Baby Up or whatever. Yeah. Resident Evil 7 VR.
Think about a baby in that.
Yeah. That was crazy. So that was... I have fun doing that every year. I really do.
It's so funny how... You watch the first one, and it's like, oh, we didn't know what we were doing.
It's so much slower.
And now it's seriously like, I put the costume on, which I can't believe that shirt still fits on me. That's a miracle.
Yeah, it's good.
We're both lucky in that regard.
Yeah. But it's like walking into like an old like glove. It's like, this feels natural. Yeah. I'm ready to go. Like, this isn't hard.
Walking into an old glove.
You're putting a gold glove on, I should probably say.
There you go.
There's also some videos, or Todd and Aaron videos, where I lose my voice right away.
Yeah.
But this year, I was good.
We've learned. So Rocco drinks, I think, about 6 bottles of water.
Oh my God. I'll never drink more water. Everything I say, go. All right, ready. All right, yeah.
Got to wet the
pipes. Like a bottle of water every fucking line.
Yeah.
That does help. Pipes wet.
Yeah.
But that did help. Yeah, I kept it ready. But anyway, it was great. I just want, and you know, we had the Despacito ending this time. That was a lot of fun.
That gets stuck in my head.
That was a lot of fun to film. Everything about it was great, but I just want to say, you know, elephant in the room, and I'm just going to get it out of the way. Really disappointing. The footage we got back from, you know, we have friends at Rooster Teeth, Gus and Jeff. I couldn't believe what they said.
That's former really friends.
Disheartening. That footage, you know. We don't like to bleep, but we had to, almost literally, legally, whatever, and it was really unfortunate to kind of see them say something like that. So shame on them, and to me to see Bernie continue to put them on the
payroll, that's the real bummer.
Bernie needs to step up and claim responsibility. Because
I feel like we need to distance ourselves from them now, especially after that. So, like, RTX...
Yeah, after they said all that, I mean, just
the hangs in the balance.
I mean, I don't see how... God. They're both dads. That's what's fucked up.
Yeah.
How do you... I don't know. You know what? How do you sleep at night? That's how I've got to feel about it. But anyway.
But thank you.
Yeah. So, you
know, for feeding it.
That's the true story. It's not that we just asked them and Gus said, you know, sure, that would be fun. And
I love those videos.
It was very.
Oh, we're still in the bit. That's very nice of them to do that. Thank you, my friends. Yeah,
that's the other way to look at it.
I can't believe you said
they gave
friends.
Us the footage back, which was super nice that they did that. They didn't have to.
Yeah.
And then Jeff is wearing a green hat, and I thought, he's fucking with us.
Yeah, you had the green screen out.
This is Jeff just saying, oh, fuck these guys.
I wonder if that was intentional or not.
I say 100.
Sure. Had to be, right?
Not one part of me thinks that wasn't actual.
Although it would be funny if right now Jeff's going, oh shit, I didn't even think about that.
No, 100%. He's like, give me a green hat.
I'm a Celtics fan.
I'm going to fuck this up for him. So good. So thank you.
That was pretty funny.
That was cool.
But yeah, anyway. So yeah, that video was a lot of fun. I hope everyone out there liked it. Todd and Aaron coming back. I played with everyone leading up to the video.
God.
People were,
of course,
because people
always
were asking, where's Todd and Aaron? And I said, those characters are dead. They're dead.
And this time you weren't lying.
I was not lying. And everyone's like, what? You said there wasn't going to be one. I said, no, I said they're dead. The video starts with their resurrection. Yeah. So we're all good.
Yeah. Pay attention.
What, you guys have some... Mountain Dew and
beef jerky
to bring you back.
Brought them back.
That is kind of like a powerful, manly kind of resurrective potion there.
Yeah. That's all they needed.
Jerky and some dew.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
I had not had Mountain Dew prior to that in so long.
Yeah, I kind of swore off it after
your
brother told us about how bad that shit is for
us. Yeah, there was a time he was drinking that a lot and it was like, oh, stop.
Yep.
But I gotta say, one rogue dew after many years, it was enjoyable.
No Baja Blast?
But here's the thing. I took a sip, I'm like, oh, I remember this, and then that was it.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a welcome little revisit.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
I was gonna say, I think with something like Mountain Dew, if you kind of like drank it when you were a kid,
yeah,
but you only drank it because you knew it had like the most caffeine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then we all, why did
that,
we all,
that was kind of the appeal of it.
Why did we all know that, though?
Because we all knew. That was like...
That was like kid drugs? It was like,
exactly,
ooh, caffeine.
Yes. There's always something like that kids know. That's why Surge came out and Jolt and all of those.
Just
like,
me and my brother and my cousin, we would... He had an Xbox. I didn't have an Xbox. Yeah, come see the Xbox. Yeah, let's get some Mountain Dew. Okay. That was just the early 2000s. Like,
hell yeah.
Hey, you know, we were fucking...
Pizza night.
Yeah, and it was just like, let's stay up late and play Onimusha or something.
Me and my friends sought out at a candy store in the mall, Jolt Cola.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
did we.
And we're into the most caffeine. Let's stay up and play Magic all night.
Because you... Tap my mana. I think caffeine's the first thing that you can... get a large amount of that noticeably physically changes your
even
body.
Even
sugar rush is like, is that real? You know,
No. What, like, when you have too much caffeine and you aren't accustomed to caffeine, you know you're having a lot of caffeine.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you get past that point, you go away from it, and then you drink coffee or some people went on to energy drinks, but then you go back and you drink Mountain Dew, you go, yeah, I remember this, but... I know why I stopped drinking it.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, kids tried to get sugar rushes on purpose at school.
Yeah.
So they would bring Kool-Aid packets and say, hey, I got some. And they go behind the dugouts and start going like this on their gums and their teeth.
Like it's Coke?
And it's Kool-Aid. Trying to get like a sugar rush.
They just saw Boogie Nights or something. There's no way they know.
I don't know.
That's
what they would do.
No, but I remember, caffeine, it was very like, and I remember seeing Fellowship or the Two Towers, I can't remember when it came out, and I had a class the next day where I had to do a monologue and stuff like that, it was like, do you want to go to the midnight thing? Yeah, I got it. I want to see this. Yeah. And my cousin was going, and my cousin was older than me and my brother, but he was like, I'll go. Yeah, let's all go. Okay, and so, we went, and it was like, let's get energy drinks. Yeah. And that was like, whoa. And that was the time that we found still my favorite energy drink that you can't get anymore.
Yeah.
Crazy Larry's, which had a dead guy, a corpse with dynamite going...
TNT sticks in each hand.
Yeah, whoa, and we drank that, and it was like, woo-hoo-hoo! And I was great through the movie. I was great through the night as I worked on my monologue, and then when I got to the class the next day.
Speak the speech, I pray you, as it is pronounced to you, trippingly on the tongue.
That's all I can remember.
So impressive.
But anyway, yeah. But that night was like fun because it was like, okay. You know, there was danger in like energy drinks.
Red Bull came out. It was like the first one. And that was like, oh shit, I don't want, you guys can't have Red Bull. I remember that was a thing like, oh, really? Yeah, the kids can't have Red Bulls.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Keep those away from the kids. Like if you went anywhere where there was Red Bull around.
Yeah.
I remember drinking them and like thinking they tasted awful.
They do taste awful.
And they do taste like
energy drinks.
You get accustomed specifically Red Bull. Red Bull.
Yeah, that was first time I had Red Bull was the 48-hour film challenge or whatever.
Yes, they gave us a case of them.
They were sponsored, so they gave us a case. And yeah, I was like, oh, okay. And it was like, this tastes like hairspray. But then it was like, well, it's working. I never really had caffeine that much, so
it does taste like Aquanet.
Yeah, and that's why. And now, just this last year, I switched to coffee because I realized all this tastes like shit. I don't really like the taste of coffee, but if I don't like the taste of anything, then let me fucking drink this.
And this is way better because
it's not poison.
Yeah, exactly, there's no sugar in it.
So you know, whatever. So no.
It's funny how I have gone from the first time I ever drank coffee in my life was this RTX.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
July. Wow.
No so shit. In July, the first time I ever had coffee, and I was so tired. I'm like, oh, whatever. Coffee it is. And I drink it. And now I drink a cup a day. I have coffee in this right now. Like, I just But like, I went, I think, too far into it. Like, I'm like, I really like it. It's really good. What have I been doing the whole time?
I think you just made up for lost time. You don't realize that this is how often and how, like, Sean, I wake up, I get into work, and it's not like I need a cup of coffee. But it's just like
it's there it's at a ritual. Work.
That, I mean, when I used to work at Nespresso, that's what I told people. I'm like, at the very end of everything, you know, you don't need your cup of coffee. It's just part of your ritual. It's kind of like what you like to do to get settled in to your day.
Yeah, especially in the cold morning. I have a machine now that will make it. I set a timer and it starts making it at 7 in the morning. I wake up and it's already there. I'm like, oh man, this is great. This is
makes
nice.
Your kitchen smell good.
Yeah.
I still, just like with energy drinks though, I only drink it when I need it.
Okay.
I don't like to make it a ritual because I just feel like I want to lean on caffeine if I'm in a situation that I need it.
That makes sense.
There's a thing like it. Caffeine doesn't do anything as far as a stimulant for me anymore.
Yeah.
Because I just use so much on a daily basis. Yeah. Not a ton, but drip coffee every day.
Yeah,
about
like
10 cups.
Yeah, I would say about 3 to 5 cups at work, and then I come home and I make a pot because I like to get my day going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to have it so that hey. You know, I'm, you know, regular, any other day, it's just fine.
You have the boost.
And then
still.
It's like, oh, wait, oh, we got to edit this video fucking late tonight. Okay, if I have a cup of coffee, oh, I'm ready. Okay, I want to have that. I don't want to get into a habit.
That makes sense.
So it doesn't happen to me anymore.
And that's when I dip into energy drinks or 5-hour energy.
Oh, really?
Because, if I need to stay up, the one I will have is Nas or Full Throttle because those are a little bit.
Yes.
They taste good.
Yeah, those taste all right.
They
those
don't
are
taste
okay.
like, they taste like. Kind of a sweeter, more citrusy,
like a monster, soda.
Kind of like a squirt.
Yeah,
like
squirt.
Yeah, kind of tastes like squirt, which is fine. It's not the greatest. It's just kind of sweet and sour.
If I have one, it's like a treat. It's like instead of having a soda, I'm gonna have this monster.
Yeah. It's at a convention. It's day two. We went
it's
out
free
the night
usually.
Before.
It's
but
a Nas.
Nas I found that when I drank energy drinks, Nas was the best blend of tastes okay and would get me jacked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was the best one I found. Just the regular one, but you know what one was my favorite that I actually like liked the taste of was Rockstar Punch. So much sugar.
Me too.
But it was Hawaiian. It was carbonated Hawaiian Punch.
Yes.
Yeah.
That stuff was. Poison, but it's so good.
There was a monster flavor that was like lime and something, and that I thought was really good.
Oh,
right. I liked the weirdo.
Garrett, in terms of drinks, has
flavors.
Very strange tastes.
Yeah,
you
it's
like bitter, weird.
The
things.
Weirdest, the most strong ginger beer out there is like, those. I love it.
Yeah.
Anything that's like, you know, that wasabi feeling in my nose.
Yeah.
That's going to fuck
when
me
I'm
up.
Drinking.
Full sensory experience.
Dude, I used to I used to take these peppers. I don't even know. They were like little red chili peppers. And I would take the seeds out. And they were so strong just a couple seeds in a soda would make it like a spicy Dr. Pepper. I used to do this at work all the time.
They do have that now. They have like spicy Coke.
Yeah, I had that Pepsi spice.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Oh, I don't fuck that.
But this was actually like you'd put two of these seeds, you'd see the oil flow once that seed hit the top of the.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fluid. Wait, there was Pepsi Spice. That's what it was called.
Yeah.
Pepsi Fire.
Well, Pepsi Fire was cinnamon.
And it was good.
That sucked.
No, it was good.
But the spice one, I didn't mind. I
like
the
that was like
one.
A holiday thing.
Yeah, I like that. Kinda. Yeah, I like that.
But yeah, I'm into weird, you know, I used to like Jones sodas, like the weird
flavors. Oh, I love Jones sodas.
No, me too. I don't know.
You know, do they still make the holiday flavored sodas? Do you remember the holiday pie? Pack? It was like turkey and broccoli.
I have one of those.
That shit fucked us up.
That was lethal.
That we did that before, like we had like personal channels and we'd film videos all the time.
Yeah.
But like we used to go to my dad's house and we would just drink these like fucked up like here's gravy soda and be disgusted. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, the liquor store on the corner.
We all throw up and stuff.
I have that holiday pack.
Yeah, the holiday pack. Yeah.
Terrible.
Hey, I'm gonna change topics a little bit.
Yeah.
I have been listening to so many podcasts lately.
But not ours?
Well, I'm in ours. I've heard it.
Okay.
But actually, I do on Mondays. I edit them, so I guess I do listen to them. If you guys need some quick podcast recommendations, I got it. There is one called Heaven's Gate.
Yeah, you turned me on, baby.
Did you start listening to it?
Started listening. I'm like four in.
Okay, so it is about, it's 10 episodes about the Heaven's Gate cult that ended up killing themselves in San Diego, which I didn't realize it was in San Diego.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, I figured that's why you listened to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when all that shit happened.
39 people committed suicide to go to a UFO, and but it starts from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's like, these are the two people who founded it, and like, it's fucking great.
Yeah,
it's
so cool.
Really insightful, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought I knew a lot about this subject, being into like cults and Marshall Applewhite, and it really goes deep into stuff that I had no idea about.
I didn't realize that Nike took those shoes out. Like, they stopped making them after that happened, because it was like...
bad PR?
Yeah, really bad PR.
It was a Millennium Edition Nike.
The guy
black
who hosts
black
it is the something. Same guy who hosts Spooked. And Snap Judgment, but who was in a cult. And so one episode, it just stops at Heaven's Gate, and this someone else interviews him about his cult experience.
No shit.
It's super great.
Huh.
There's another one called Atlanta Monster, and it's like a true crime murder mystery trying to solve out who killed all these kids in like the early 80s. That's fucking creepy and good. I'm like super like right now. Like podcast is like my main source of entertainment media.
That's funny. I can't do the podcast about like killers and shit. I don't like want to hear about that when I'm.
I get it, going but around. To me it's like it's like a mystery. It's like a documentary I'm watching.
I'll sit down and see a documentary, but for some reason, I think podcasts for me are something in transit. Mm. And if I'm in transit and it's like then this. That's just a subject I don't want to drive to something.
I don't know
what it is.
Yeah, I guess the subject matter doesn't appeal to me if it's like, a thing I'm interested in.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. When I drive around, like, I'll listen to, like, This Week in Tech, and it's like, oh, this week, there was actually a glitch with this processor. Oh, okay, da-da-da-da-da. It's just like, oh, that's interesting. Okay, it's not, like, heavy like that. Right. I don't know. So maybe that's just weird for me. I don't know.
No, I get that.
I don't like the ones where the case is still unsolved.
Now, I've been
and the guy that is like making the podcast has taken it as his mission to solve this case.
Now, that is the problem. Up and Vanished was a podcast that I loved, but the story was interesting.
Yeah.
The host sucks. And he's the same host of Atlanta Monster. But I think what happened was that he learned that people don't like him talking, so he doesn't talk nearly as much in this one as the last one.
Like that making a murder thing on Netflix, I never got into because I didn't. I feel like
I wasn't.
This is a bunch of people getting this subject real popular and like trying to turn the tide of this court case, and and maybe everyone doesn't have all the information and how much now is the guy making this podcast influencing the real case?
Yeah. Sure.
Not that our law system's perfect, but like, is this getting in the way of the judicial system?
Well, as of right now, they're sitting in jail forever. So, like, I mean,
true. Yeah, and I don't know that much about the case, but I tend to really like podcasts that go in depth on a subject I didn't hear much or know much about.
Right.
Like, there was an episode of Hardcore History, Dan Carlin's podcast, and it was all about nuclear war. And it was like, it was like a couple parts about, I forget what it was called, something about maybe Blitz or something like that. Anyway, it was Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, but it was all about the Cold War, the nuclear arms race, everything, in all honesty, surrounding Metal Gear Solid, Phantom Pain, and Peace Walker and stuff like that. Like, it was in-depth about Hiroshima, Nagasaki, us getting involved in World War II and ending World War II, but all about nuclear weapons.
That's cool.
And that was, like,
it made me scary.
Super fucking scary and depressing. Like, hearing Japanese people give... and then be translated, give their accounts of what happened.
Oh, fuck that.
And it is, like, descriptive. That was pretty hard to stomach. So I could see maybe you don't want to drive to work with your coffee listening to people's skin melting off.
I think for me, too, one of my favorite just things in life is just, like, bullshitting with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's just what I gravitate to. Like, when I'm going somewhere, it's like, I want to hear other people bullshit about stuff.
You know what? I think that since we do that, and I think we've mastered it, I just can't... Every time I hear... I'm making the joke, the Garrett joke, saying we mastered it. But I listen to podcasts like that, and I think, like, I think we're funnier than this. And, like, maybe it's me being, like, super, like...
Well, for me, it's not so much just bullshit about nothing, like our shitty podcast is. But when it's about a subject. So I listen to the tech podcast I'm talking about.
Sure, okay.
My favorite podcast, bar none, is Retro Walt Disney World podcast.
Mm. Oh!
And it's, you know, and now we're over here by Disneyland, obviously. That's more my thing. But it's these guys that went to Disney World their whole lives. And what they do is they just talk about it's all retro stuff. All stuff that's at least 25 years old. Huh. And they just go through detail by detail, like, what has changed and where things went.
Oh.
So it's like, we're talking about the Land Pavilion here in Epcot. Now, Soarin' is in here, but what was there before was Kitchen Cabaret. It was a dancing vegetable show. Yeah? but if you look over this wall, there's vegetables still there. No, you're kidding. Yeah. So look at this photo. They, like, cross-reference stuff.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Not super whatever. It's not serious, but they'll just talk like, over at this pavilion, you know, there's a big wall in the German pavilion with a big piece of art. Yeah. Why is that there? That's so random. It's just a big wall. Yeah, because that was supposed to be a big door to a ride that's never built, but the building is there. And if you look, you can see it's all just it's all just like guys just like, hey, I went here last weekend and I found something. Oh, okay. You know, so it's bullshitting, but it's about a certain passion, you know. So I think that's just what is thrilling to me.
Before, Sean, you showed me Spooked.
Yeah.
And now this Heaven's Gate one. I, like, only listen to comedy podcasts.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The Bone Zone.
There's a couple I listened to.
It was a great one, but it ended.
Right.
There's a couple out there, like comedians I like. I would check out their podcasts.
I like Doug Pound's podcast.
Yeah, Doug Loves... Yeah, Doug Pound.
DJ Doug Pound, yeah.
I was thinking of Doug Loves Movies. That's pretty decent if you're into movies and games.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how I got into these murder podcasts. Murder or like cult or like I'm missing one.
You like
now
the
called,
darker side.
Yeah, one called Lore, and it's like the host isn't great, but the subject matter is really good. And it's about like the first one's like how did Dracula like where did that come from? Like and let's go back
to the Impaler.
Right, but then it's like, you know, there's more to it than that. So they go into that, like there's a thing called like the Bloody Pit. What's the Bloody Pit? And there's an episode about that. But it's only like 20 minutes long per episode.
That's cool.
So that's been pretty good.
And, I should say too, as big as it is, Nerdist gets some good guests sometimes. Like where it's there'll be a good episode.
Yeah, honorable mention, of course, Joe Rogan Experience is good sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes there's, you know, a good interview or whatever.
Yeah.
He had Mel Gibson on the other week.
Yeah, I heard about that. What the hell?
Yeah, but like didn't mention any of the anything. Yeah, it was just about like stem cells.
Okay.
All right.
Well, the way podcasts work is they usually have sponsors, so we should probably at some point let them know
and stop talking about other podcasts.
Don't sub to these other. No. Well, I mean you can. But you gotta sub to us first.
You need to sub us.
Numero uno.
Sub us, please,
ladies
and gentlemen. This podcast brought to you by SumoLounge.com.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest chair webs. If you've ever ordered a chair online and it wasn't Sumo Lounge, you just took a fat wad of cash and you flushed it down the toilet because
threw it away.
SumoLounge.com has seats like you've never even sat in before.
Your brain can't even comprehend.
Your brain can't comprehend and your butt can't understand.
It's a confusion between the two.
Yeah. but if you get a chair from them, you're going to be comfortable. You're going to be so seated and so you're going to be seated and seated. And you may think, well, Rocco's repeating himself. I said, see Ted and see did.
S-E-E-D.
Oh. Yeah. And what does that mean? Well, you're going to be sitting down and then you're going to be just, you're
going to
have a.
Going to town.
Accident.
I'm going to take it slow. Sexual eruption.
Whoa.
Dude. I don't want to rush the stroke.
Brian and
that's
I.
That's a good song. That's the theme song.
Brian and I are building an actual sumo lounge.
Right now?
We are, yeah. We've started construction on a...
Wow.
We haven't revealed this yet, but stay tuned. You will see in the future. In the future here. Sumo lounge.
It's going to be great.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, anyway. Please stay tuned.
Sumolounge.com. I want to plug a couple things on our end real fast. Mm. This week we debuted on our Patreon.
Mm.
We have a Patreon. In fact, just today, patreon.com/mega64 got a brand new episode of Friend Dimension where, me, Derek, and Kevin played Yakuza Zero.
I saw that.
Or Yakuza Zero, however you want to say it. You know, I am American. I eat in the Olive Garden. But
pinkies off, whatever. Yeah. Yakuza.
But we had a lot of fun with that. Derek had not seen that game before. I think we have a new fan because let me just tell you, the crane game master comes into play in this episode. And no piece of furniture is safe. I'm not going to say much more than that.
UFO casting.
But IKEA better fucking lock their doors because I'm coming.
Oh, no.
Anyway, not like on Sumo Lounge where I'm so happy I'm coming.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a difference.
Different. It's a different. English language has all kinds of meanings.
This is how complicated.
Are we live or live? I don't know.
Is it red or is it read?
Hey, they're there and there.
You just blew my mind.
Anyway, but yeah, so check out patreon.com/mega64. We just debuted the next the gifts that are coming to people for the next quarter. You have until January 30th. I think it's 30th. I'll have to double check. I think the cutoff is the 30th. For some reason.
You don't even get the last day of January.
Yeah, if you think you can wait till the last day.
That day is reserved. And if you got the calendar, you know why.
Yeah.
In our Patreon package, we do give out calendars.
You'll also get 2 extra days in February if you got that calendar. I didn't realize until we shipped it up.
We fucked that out?
Yeah.
just have them put an X through it. It's a calendar.
Hey, that's our gift to you.
There you go. Anyway, we gave you 2 more days.
Well, it is now.
It's not. It sure is.
But anyway, we revealed the new gifts, which is, we're going, like I said before, we're going metal. Hmm. 2 metal items. You're getting a, people who fund... From this month on, if you get 3 months in after, like, you get in by the end of January and fund for 3 months.
Pledge 3 months, okay.
At the end of it, you'll get a this Mega 64 Limited Edition Elite 15th Anniversary tin. So you know, cool. If you want to call it a lunchbox,
I do.
Tin, whatever you want to call
box,
it.
I've heard.
Whatever
people...
you want to call it, because it has a handle, it opens up, whatever it's you want to call it. It's metal and it's got incredible artwork on it.
Game to salt.
Which it's got kind of a sequency race flair to it.
Awesome.
Which felt very anniversary, very Mega 64, whatever. So that, and then as well as that, you get a Todd and Aaron Elite. Thermos. And that is incredible. It uses a design by Rob Smith a while ago that I love, this Japanese Todd and Aaron Awards design.
Originally a Rotaku shirt.
Yeah, and so I love the designs of all this stuff, and I can't wait to have it just for myself. So
yeah.
Anyway, if you want that stuff, get in.
I'm going to make my kids take it to school.
Get into
you
Patreon.
You are the coolest dad, so. Yeah.
And if you're tier 3 on Patreon, you get those and all this other extra stuff that like tier 2 gets and all that stuff. So if you want it, get in on tier 3 now. Do it by the end of this month and fund for 3 months and you'll get some cool stuff at the end. And way more than even that I'm mentioning.
So we were talking about the pre-orders earlier.
Yeah, the pre-orders for our merchandise.
So that is, we had so many and thank you. We're still working on it. They're still coming. The way that our system is set up now, when I print the label, you should get an email saying like, we processed your order. And here's a tracking number. You should get all of that. So check your email, and maybe it's already on the way.
You've really stepped up the merchandise workflow
to
automate this system we did not have before.
Oh, my God. I spent so many hours into so many webinars to get that going.
That's what it takes.
But, yeah, if you pre-ordered something at Black Friday, you either already have it, it's on the way, or There's some people that we, and we put this on our website, mega60war.com. If you ordered, this is the biggest merchandise order we've ever had. We had more orders than ever. Thank you, everyone at home.
Jeez.
But, we, in such a big order, we found that some of the merchandise was, some of the quality assurance did not come through on some items. And we were disappointed and thought they could be a little higher quality. It came through and we...
well, that's better.
Yeah,
we decided to pull the plug.
Because it was such a wide net of merchandise, we got some back and it's like, oh, a few things fell through the cracks that we thought that could
I
be
felt
a lot
like
better.
It could be better.
Yes.
Spend and the time so to do it,
it could
right.
Be perfect.
And they already pre-ordered and they already gave us their money. And it's like, let's make it perfect for them. And yes. If they wait... My thought was, if they had to wait a couple more weeks...
Yes.
It's worth it if it's perfect.
Yeah.
In my mind. You have that shirt forever once you get it, you know? Yeah. So that's kind of what I thought.
So some orders will be a little, maybe a couple weeks later than the other, you know, but, so don't be discouraged. But those orders that are delayed, we're going to throw in some extra stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to throw in, you know, there's some limited items, some stickers, some limited edition foil cards that we made that you can't buy.
No.
That we're going to throw in just extra stuff.
A little extra secret prizes, I guess, for having to wait. But we just really want to make sure it's perfect for you guys. And again, you will get an email when the label is printed. So if you haven't gotten one yet, maybe you are in that batch. But don't worry, like it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. It's just this has never happened to us. Like to have to kind of put out a network of merchandise this big is insane.
Yeah.
So, but we'd rather you guys have the best stuff possible. So that's what we're gonna do.
Case in point.
And speaking of our merchandise, real quick, just want to say this Friday. Our Neuro shirt is finally going to be back in stock. Friday, what is the fucking date?
It'll be the 26th.
Yeah. Friday the 26th, the Neuro shirt will be back in stock. The black Neuro shirt. Everyone's been asking for that.
Yeah.
It'll be finally back in stock. So go to shop.mega64.com when that happens. Okay. We've plugged enough.
It's all done.
That's all done. Sorry. You know, we got to talk about all that
stuff.
We got
to pay the bills here.
We got to. Yeah. Exactly. But anyway. Just real quick, I want to bring it around to, you know, this whole week we were doing our streams and all that stuff.
Tight.
And again, I want to just say, I do apologize that a lot of the streams were either just me or maybe just Kevin or whatever. You saw other people here and there, but again, everyone got sick.
That's a big thing.
And in addition, we're busy with other stuff and with limited people, we have to like... kind of run around, and it was very hard.
We've been working on a lot.
If you're tired
here.
Of seeing this face, I apologize.
I'm not.
The other yesterday was the hardest because everyone is just knocked out by shit. So I tried to entertain as much as possible. We did a stream yesterday. I told people to talk some shit.
Oh
yeah,
I went on the air and I was like, "Hey, you want to talk some shit? Yeah, come on." And I put the Bad Boys logo on the screen.
I put
the Calvin pissing on the Ford logo.
Hey, talk some shit.
I got some good insults.
Was
out
he?
There.
Wait. Was he pissing on Ford or Chevy?
I think it was Ford. Oh, it could have been Chevy.
Depends. Okay, that's all right.
Take that, Chevy.
Yeah. You know, we did that. Like Kevin did a great MRE stream where he was having the military rations and going through those.
A lot of people
thought that was their favorite stream ever. It was awesome. Just Kevin sitting in silence, just going through them all and eating what. Checking it out. You know, whatever.
Heat this up, a little cheese here.
I did a editing stream where I edited the podcast and people really liked it. I may just do that. It wasn't that much. You know,
take Mega 64 TV down and just go live.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times during like a Monday, like I'll edit some and then everyone else will come in and then we'll work on other things and I'll go back to editing. So I may just end it before I finish the podcast.
Yeah.
But I may just do that for a couple hours every Monday.
Why not?
Maybe.
If the patrons want it.
People seem to like it.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll be a fun thing to do.
Do it.
Yeah. It's also good to like bounce ideas off people where it's like, I think we should have... For example, there was a point where Rocco and I were doing the Christian cast, and we're saying about how you couldn't find two more different people than me and Rocco, how we're so different. And then I paused and like, what should I have here? And someone suggested, like, you should have two white hands shaking. Like,
yes, that was funny as hell.
That is perfect thing to add. Yeah. I'm going to have that.
Like, you know? You get done saying about how different you are in every way, and then the still image of two white hands shaking.
I just want to say real quick, I texted Derek before the podcast, like, do you think you'll be able to make it? Yeah. He just got back to me.
Oh, so he's not going to make it.
Yeah, he's like, I suppose you're already probably doing it. I said, that's a safe bet.
Don't let him come.
Hour and 7 minutes in.
I powered through something like last week, like right after Christmas.
That's what I did. Around Christmas, I did too.
But it wasn't this crazy flu that everyone's getting. So yeah, I'm like crossing my fingers I don't get it. Drinking extra kombuchas today. Yeah. I'm ready. My immune is up.
I've been drinking that, but not the bucha part.
Oh. Now what are you going to put for that bumper right there?
White hand shaking.
He's drinking cum. Anyway, I just wanted to say another factor in the streams that I've been doing, and I realized that I'm probably not going to have a ton of fans on this one.
Uh-oh.
But I've really found peace in, as I go to bed, I have the fucking, I thought this would be funny a long time ago, but I never used it. But I have a PS4 in my room. I have a second PS4 like in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I got a second camera, PlayStation camera, and I have a TV mounted right above my bed. And I thought, man, if I mount the camera above my bed, that is just an aerial shot of my bed. I'm like
sleeping
above it. So lately, this week I've been streaming as I go to bed. Like, I'm gonna play Final Fantasy 12 until I fall asleep.
Oh, Rocco, this is gonna backfire on you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You
right?
You fall asleep and it's still streaming?
Well, here's the thing. I'm like nodding off and like, okay, yeah. I need to go to bed. But it's just this shot. It's like above me as I'm in bed playing. It's the goofiest shot. But I just...
You're going to forget to turn it off one day.
I have fallen asleep. There was one night... I want to ask people at home because I don't know what happened. There was one night that I straight up woke up and it said connection lost. And I'm like, but how long was I asleep before the connection was lost?
Scratching your butt.
I've seen so many people like in the living room, like jerking off, forgetting the camera was on.
Oh, I've already had that fear.
You're gonna get.
Yeah. What if you have a nocturnal emission? What if you have like a moody, wet dream?
Nocturnal emission.
No, that's
not that. You wouldn't even know. You would know.
You don't moan and writhe and stuff.
I'm not 12. I don't remember.
I've got a fucking like giant blanket. It looks like fucking Game of Thrones shit. They're not gonna see through that.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude,
splatter that inside.
People
no problem.
Are gonna see you and jerk it one day.
If I do, what I expect is people to go, "Caught you jerking off, man." And then I'll go, if you think that's what jerking off is, I feel sorry for you.
And then what are they going to say?
And then goodbye, and then and then I'll never show my face again. No, anyway, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Yeah, don't do that.
I haven't done that in a long
You don't time. Fall asleep playing VR Dead or Alive Extreme 3, do you?
No, what does that mean? Because I don't do that during that either.
Okay.
But anyway, but I've been doing Final Fantasy 12 cozy streams. I've just been in bed.
Cozy?
Playing Final Fantasy 12, and I'm all bundled up. Oh, and everyone who comes into the chat is like, he looks so comfortable. He looks so cozy. Good night. I call it a good night stream.
That's good.
And I have the Hue light bulbs in my room, and I adjust it to be real blue. So
nice. Like, somber.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I think that's our podcast.
I think
it was a good one back.
I think it was.
I think 2018 is going to be the best year.
I hope so.
I know the month of January is almost over, but this year is going great so far.
So far,
we're having
man.
A good time.
Yeah.
I want to shout out to ALA. I'm going to be DJing there Thursday
right.
night.
Yeah, it's the Los first Angeles. Time that like it's like you're going just to DJ.
Going legit. Up, working ALA Thursday night. There's an anime rave dance going Thursday night, Friday night.
And DJ Disc Jockey's going
to
be there.
It's going to go down Thursday night. Come on out to you got to have a badge and whatnot, but ALA and it's up in
I think it's like
Ontario, California. That's right. Mm.
That was our first convention ever, right?
One of them.
Yeah.
No, that's the big
first.
Sword
first
panel,
panel we've
stuff,
ever
right?
done.
The first was 2006 Anime Los Angeles.
Yeah. Wow.
And then we did 2007.
Did we display the blacks? At
that
ANA
was in 2007.
LA? Okay.
Where we pulled a joke because barely anyone really came. It was kind of like
Mario came.
Yeah.
There were so many people in that first panel that we
yes.
did. There are people who were like major factors in my life from then on.
Mm. Just that we're in that
room.
In
that room.
I know,
there was only like 50 people there. But forever.
And we tricked them all to go.
Half a lab, zero games.
Yeah, really. And then that was where we met Mariel, though. You're right. Mm-hmm. And then 2007, we were like, it's such a small crowd. Let's fuck with them. It'll be funny. Okay. So we did this fake. We did this. Well, or real, depending on. Who knows?
It's canon.
Fingers crossed.
But anyway, and then we felt bad about that the next year. And then I remember 2008, we came back. They had a way bigger venue. Yeah. And we 2008, going into 2008, for some reason, we had a ton of big videos queued up. And it was like, hey, let's debut them all. Yeah. At this. Let's make up for last year and show all like five new videos in a row. Okay, and we did, and it was like the smallest crowd ever. We had like the biggest room, and there were like four people sitting in the front. And yeah, it was like, I don't think this is the right place for us.
The lobby of that con had girls like singing Rent at the top of their lungs. Yeah, and it was like, this is a fucking anime convention. You're talking about 996,000 minutes in my face.
975,600.
I think we were still minutes. We still didn't have quite the exposure that we would later, and also it was just. Different interests at that con. That con is it's a big anime party.
Yeah.
So I don't think I just didn't feel like we were providing much.
I can't fathom, Rocco, you're saying it doesn't end. Like, oh yeah, that was whatever. That's a decade ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
the last time I was
there.
That's
a decade ago.
Fucking decade ago.
God damn it.
I was there in 2007 and now 10 years later, 11. I'm coming back. I'm excited.
Yeah,
really excited.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank
you.
So
happy.
Congrats.
Yeah, I want to try to go. I'm gonna see if I can.
I'm going to stick around Thursday night. Well, Thursday night I'm working, but I want to stick around Friday day morning and check out the con and everything and see what's up. Because I haven't even been to this convention center since they moved it. Very curious.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, congrats. We're going to be, we obviously, TayoCon is concluded. I had a great time there.
Always.
Love TayoCon.
Hi.
Had such a good time. But we are going to be at, I think our next con is PAX East.
Yeah.
PAX East in Boston in April, I believe it is this year. So get ready for that. You know, not much info right now, but we're just letting you know we will be at PAX East in Boston. So we'll see there. And I think
that's it. But thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
And check out Dunstan Checks In.
Coming soon to your YouTube
channel. Yeah, check in, but don't check out.
Coming in.
You won't want to.
He's coming in.
Checking out.
What must that smell like? What do they eat?
Shit.
Bananas.
I guess bananas don't smell that bad.
It smells like potassium.
Perfect fruit.
I love the smell of potassium. Well,
get a nitrate flush. Careful.
Ew, gross. Good night.